Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction and their next sale coming Thursday, February 20th, live from the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time with 36,325 head on offer, 12,780 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 15,575 wean calves will be sold on Thursday, February 20th. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call for more information, 800-422-2117. This sale live in Norman, Oklahoma at the Embassy Suites Conference Center. You're invited to attend at Superior Livestock. Remember, we bring the market to you.
Well, following the moderate cash market pressure last week and long weekend with futures markets closed yesterday, packers and feeders likely to get back into the swing of things as they focus on trade later this week. At this point, it's unlikely there will be any active asking prices today, but they could start to develop through the end of the afternoon as feedlot managers focus on taking advantage of the strong futures market rally last week, combined with the bounce in wholesale beef values. There's increased underlying support, likely with the expectation that additional beef demand will continue to grow seasonally through the upcoming weeks. Limited market activities expected early today as traders move into the hog complex following the three-day weekend. There was limited news developments on the pork side from China over the weekend, which is expected to create additional uncertainty about overall demand through the upcoming weeks. But for now, it appears that nearby hog futures trade has found the much-needed stability following excessive pressure through the month of January. On the grains, March Kansas City wheat's up 9.5 cents early this morning, while March Chicago wheat's up 11.5. Surprisingly bullish starts for the week. In spite of a 16-cent drop in March Chicago wheat last week amid non-commercial selling, the one thing that remains supportive to Chicago prices is this season's lower supplies of soft red winter wheat, a situation that's not going away easily. Soft red winter wheat conditions will also be a concern again this spring if fields stay excessively wet. March corn's up 3 cents early Tuesday, helped by bullish influence from wheat after an uneventful three-day weekend. You know, yesterday, Brazil's reported 63% of Safarina corn was planted in Mato Grosso as of Friday. March soybeans are up 2.5 cents early today, even after Dow Jones and the private consultant Ag Rural said 21% of Brazil's soybeans were harvested as of February 13th. There is more rain in the extended forecast for central Brazil, but so far, rain delays have not been serious enough to deter record crop estimates from private and public sources. And we'll check futures in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's your chance to see a Superior Video Livestock Auction live in person at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma, this Thursday, February 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 36,325 head, 12,700 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, and over 15,000 wean calves. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Check out the details at SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close on Friday, hard red winter wheat Kansas City. March was down a half, 465 and a half. May down a half, 472 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March down 1.5, 542 and three quarters. May was down 3.25, 541 and a half. March corn down 1.75 at 377 and three quarters. May was down 2.75 at 382. March soybeans down 2.5, 893 and three quarters. May was down 2.75 at 903 and a quarter. March cotton down 34 cents, 67.41. May was down 22 cents, 68.41. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.